Geneva. The world is still nowhere close to meeting its climate promises, and time is running out fast. A new United Nations report warns that global temperatures are on track to rise by up to 2.5 degrees Celsius this century, which is far above what scientists say is safe for people and the planet. Under the Paris Agreement, countries agreed to try to keep warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. But the UN says that limit will likely be crossed within the next decade, even if nations follow through on current climate plans. If countries only stick to the climate policies already in place, the planet could heat up by around 2.8 degrees Celsius by 2100. The report paints a worrying picture. Every fraction of a degree makes heat waves more intense, pushes sea levels higher, and threatens fragile ecosystems. Coral reefs are already facing mass die-offs at today's warming levels, and major ice sheets and the Amazon rainforest could suffer irreversible damage well before temperatures hit 2 degrees Celsius. UN-Environment Program Chief Inger Andersen said countries have already missed their climate commitments three times since the Paris Agreement was signed. She warned that progress has been too slow, and the world now faces a shrinking window to act as climate disasters grow more frequent and geopolitical tensions slow cooperation. The findings come just ahead of the COP30 climate summit in Brazil, where world leaders will be under pressure to step up action. Last year, global emissions rose by 2.3%. India drove the biggest increase, followed by China, Russia, and Indonesia. G20 countries produced about three-quarters of total emissions. Among the six biggest emitters, only the European Union cut emissions last year. The United States, meanwhile, has been rolling back environmental rules and preparing to exit the Paris Agreement under President Donald Trump. The UN says these policy moves alone could add roughly 0.1 degrees Celsius of warming, forcing other countries to cut even more pollution to make up for it. Scientists say a brief overshoot of the 1.5 degrees Celsius limit is now unavoidable, but they stress that the world can still pull temperatures back down if countries take stronger action immediately. That means faster cuts in fossil fuel use, more renewable energy, and clearer long-term targets from governments. Only 60 countries have submitted new 2035 climate goals so far, covering just 63% of global emissions. The UN says leaders must now move quickly and decisively to avoid the worst outcomes. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged countries not to give up, calling the 1.5 degrees Celsius goal the world's North Star. He said the situation is grave, but still salvageable if nations raise ambition and act with urgency.